Dr. Pinsky with another female IME on Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Ciarmella, C-I-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-A. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Ciarmella, as described in the reports listed above. Appears she is now a 54-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 8-17-11. Appears she was pushing a stretcher through an automatic door when the doors closed suddenly. But as a result, she believes she injured her right ankle and knee. Period. In August of 2021, that's what it said. At some point, she did have a right total knee arthroplasty and completed a course of active treatment in August 2022. Period. She admits that without injury, she developed back pain, common right hip pain, and underwent 3 injections in the back, period. New paragraph, as per the records supplied, Ms. Ciarmella received an order approving settlement on 10-23-14 to be inserted here. But she then reopened her claim. Period. On 2-4-16, she was seen at Kohanzik, C-O-H-A-N-Z-I-C-K, Orthopedics. But she complained of recent recurrent right knee pain with no new injury. Period. He listed diagnoses of degenerative joint disease of the right knee and right trochanteric bursitis. Period. He prescribed Neurontin. Period. On 3-23-16, he administered Euflexa injection. Series of Euflexa injections to the right knee. Period. On 9-9-16, they were going to schedule arthroscopy on the right knee in November with chondroplasty. Period. She could return to work. Period. On 9-9-16, let's scratch that. That same day, she not only complained of right knee pain, but stated it was causing pain in the right hip and left knee. Period. She underwent surgery on 12-8-16 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up postoperatively and accepted additional Euflexa injections to the right knee. Period. She followed up with this orthopedic group through 3-24-17. She stated the injections had helped a little, but she still had stiffness, pain, and clicking. Period. Upon exam, there was mild crepitus with range of motion. Period. New paragraph, she underwent x-rays of the right knee on 3-1-16 to be inserted. Period. On 12-8-16, she underwent the right knee surgery described above to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Ciarmella then continued follow-up with Dr. Levitsky, L-E-V-I-T-S-K-Y, at Premier Orthopedics on 8-7-17. Period. He noted she had a series of Euflexa injections in March 2017 that were beneficial. Period. She reported 50% relief for 3 months. Period. Dr. Levitsky diagnosed right knee pain, for which he started her on tramadol and scalaxin. Period. followed her progress, such as on 4/6/18. But at that time, another corticosteroid injection was administered to the knee. Period. On 6/1/18, he noted a lumbar MRI was done at the hospital on 5/11/18. But there was no evidence of any spinal instability. But there was evidence of some disc desiccation at L3-4 and L4-5. Here there was no evidence of any pathology at L1-2, L2-3, and L3-4. Here there was some facet joint arthropathy at L3-4. Here he had a degenerative scratch that she had a degenerative disc bulge at L4-5 with some facet joint arthropathy. Here there is also a degenerative disc at L5-S1 with some facet joint arthropathy. There was no evidence of any significant central spinal stenosis. Period. He continued her on medication. Period. Reflex injections were administered again on 6/18/18. Period. On 7/11/18, she reported 40% relief from the second injection. Period. She then reported feeling left knee pain also. Period. She had another reflex injection on 5/3/19. Period. The third such injection in this series was on 5/17/19. Period. She was going to follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. In the paragraph, she did see pain specialist Dr. FitzHenry, also at Premier Orthopedics, on 6/1/21. Period. She complained of right-sided low back pain. Period. She was scheduled for a right total knee replacement in the near future. Period. Dr. Levitsky thought she might benefit from a lumbar epidural injection before her total knee surgery. Period. Dr. FitzHenry diagnosed lumbar spine pain and lumbar radiculopathy on the right that he attributed to the accident on 8/17/11. Period. The plan was for right S1 selective nerve root block under fluoroscopy. Period. On another visit with Dr. FitzHenry, 4/26/22, he noted she had right total knee arthroplasty, but Dr. Levitsky on 8/12/21 appeared she also had a right knee arthroscopy / Oates procedure / microfracture, along with right carpal tunnel release. Appeared she had selective nerve root block on the right at S1 on 6/23/21. Period. On 6/28/22, she related 85% relief of her discomfort from the facet blocks done on 5/18/22. Period. He diagnosed facet arthropathy, noting she had excellent relief of the right-sided lower back pain. She now is reporting left-sided problems, similar to the right side. Scratch that. She now reports that the left side is as problematic as the right side was prior to injections. The plan was for left facet injections at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. She did undergo total knee arthroplasty, but we are not in receipt of the operative report, period. She subsequently underwent a left total knee arthroplasty and was referred, and physical therapy was referred to her on this visit of 8/14/21, period. The B5/18/22 note reflects the lumbar facet blocks that were given. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed anterior longitudinal scar at the right knee, measuring 5 inches in length. Period. There was mild swelling there as well, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 5 to 105 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She was tender at the left knee, lateral joint line, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 65 degrees. Period. Range of motion was full in all spheres, but flexion and bilateral side bending elicited tenderness. Period. She was tender at palpation at the lumbar sacral junction and right iliac crest, but not the left. Period. The rest of that is normal through. She did have a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. On 8/17/11, Robin C. Amarella alleges to have injured her right leg at work, as noted in my prior reports. Period. Since last evaluated here in 2014, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Period. She was seen by Dr. Levitsky and accepted a series of viscosupplementation injections to the knee. Period. On 12/8/16, he performed right total knee arthroplasty. Period. She followed up with him postoperatively. Period. She belatedly complained of pain in her back and left knee. Period. She did undergo injections to the lower back with relief. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found she ambulated without a limp and did not utilize her cane. Period. There was decreased range of motion but the right knee associated with mild swelling. Period. She was tender at the left knee lateral joint line, but there was none on the right. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. She had full range of motion about the lumbar spine, where there were no signs of disc abnormalities, facet arthropathy, or neuropathy, or spinal stenosis. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same as previously. Period. I need to print out her earlier report. End.